Good evening, gentlemen. Apologize for my raspy voice, but I'll try and speak clearly for you. I'd like to get kicked off by turning to Deuteronomy chapter 6. There's a particular word that I've been looking at lately. As I've been going through Bible studies, I've found it, as you move forward with people and you're talking to them, you get to the plan of salvation, and you're talking with them, and I've just found it difficult to explain hearing. Yeah. What is involved in the scriptures when it talks about hearing? And it's one of those things where I tie it in with belief. And I'm always just like, yeah, well, in order for you to believe something, you got to hear it. And that's kind of where I've always left it. And I don't feel like I've done a very good job of explaining it very thoroughly, because the scriptures, man, they're loaded with hearing. And they have so much to talk about when it comes to that. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And it talks about a lot of the themes of it going through the Old Testament leading into the New. And there is just so much to the topic. So I felt like, I shouldn't be able to explain something that's talked about so much in just 5 minutes and then tie it into something else. I should be able to talk about this thing a lot more and give them a really good picture of what the scriptures have to say. And a great example of this is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might." It also can be translated as strength. And the first word of this is, in the Hebrew, it's Shema. It's said, Shema, but it's spelt Shema. And it's actually a prayer that the Jews used to do every morning and evening, and it got its name from that first word here. So, it kind of intrigued me. I saw a little video over the Hebrew on it, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. What does it involve? What does hearing involve? Well, the funny thing about Hebrew is that to put emphasis on things, they'll actually repeat a word twice. So if they said Shema, Shema, that's hear, hear, that actually means more emphasis, like heard very well. But that word doesn't just mean hear. The other thing about it is Hebrew doesn't actually have a word for obey. No word for obey. And it's actually something that's implied in that word, Shema, hear. So whenever you see hear in the Old Testament, and it's that word, it actually implies heard and understood. Something really cool there when you take a look at that. You heard it, and you understood it, and you did it. And that really opened up the doors for me on that, because when I was looking at here, I was like, man, what is there to talk about? Hearing's a pretty simple concept. I do it all the time. I listen to people all the time. What more is there to talk about? Well, true hearing from the scriptures means you understand. Great story for that. back in high school, I can only think of one story of me getting in trouble, so I'll have to tell only one. Mr. Matt's a great teacher, and he taught a lot of great lessons. And in particular, I remember many times where we said that we heard him, and maybe we understood him, and maybe there was a choice made there to not follow through with that understanding. So, if you find yourself in some hot water sometimes when you don't hear and you understand, when you choose to not actually hear someone for what they're saying. Because if you truly understood what he was saying, you'd actually do what he was saying. Hearing is something so crucial, and it's so important from the scriptures. When you hear somebody say something, it's not just, yep, gotcha. It's, I understand what you just said. And that is a really awesome key. Let's take a look in James chapter 1. There's another great example of that for us. Verse 20 and 21, 22 as well. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Interesting thing is, in order for you to be a doer of the word, you've got to have heard it first and understood what you heard. Because if you don't actually hear it for what it has to say, you're not going to end up doing what it has to say. So, when you're going through the plan of salvation with people, I found it much more effective now to explain to them, well, it's a lot more than just hearing something. Just letting it go in one ear. It involves you actually paying attention to it, conceptualizing it, and being able to move forward with it and understand the concept. And when someone understands that, hopefully they heard you, then they can start to move forward and have some true belief. And it's something like that that really helps to make disciples of Christ. Because that's the goal. We're wanting to make disciples, not just get someone dunked. So, as we continue to hear from some of these speakers, man, Phil's message, it just blew by. I was like, he's done? That felt like 5 minutes. He was going so awesome, and I wanted to hear more. I'm excited for what everyone has to say. Yeah. Make sure that you're hearing what they have to say, though. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in those messages. Make sure that you hear it. Not only is it going in your ears, but you understand it and you're paying attention to what they're saying. Very important stuff in there. Thank you.